Our lesson this morning comes from Luke, the first chapter, verses 26 through 38. Hear God's word. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to the Galilean village of Nazareth to a virgin engaged to be married to a man descended from David. His name was Joseph. And the virgin's name, Mary. Upon entering, Gabriel greeted her. "Good morning. You're beautiful with God's beauty, beautiful inside and out. God be with you." She was thoroughly shaken, wondering what was behind a greeting like that. But the angel reassured her, "Mary, you have nothing to fear. God has a surprise for you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son and call him Jesus. He will be great, be called Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will rule Jacob's house forever, no end ever to his kingdom." And Mary said to the angel, "But how? I've never slept with a man." And the angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Highest hover over you. And therefore the child you bring to birth will be called Holy, Son of God. And did you know that your cousin Elizabeth conceived a son, old as she is? Everyone called her barren. And here she is, 6 months pregnant. Nothing you see is impossible with God." And Mary said, "Yes, yes, I see it all now. I'm the Lord's maid, ready to serve. Let it be with me just as you say." And then the angel left her. May God give us understanding of his holy word, and let's take just a moment of silent prayer. Amen. Nothing is impossible with God. Do you believe that? Okay, now you're saying yes, but do you really believe it all the time, no matter what? It's hard. We want to believe nothing is impossible with God. But when push comes to shove, we all are in those situations where we have doubts and we have fears. And we wonder, can it really, really be? This time of year is a time of believing in the impossible. And there are so many wonderful stories. There was one that caught my eye that came out years ago in Guideposts. It was written by a woman by the name of Elizabeth King English. And she told a story about something she experienced way back in 1949 when she and her husband Herman owned an appliance shop. And in addition to appliances and things, they also sold toys. And the Christmas season was a busy one with the toys just flying off their shelves. And well, it was Christmas Eve. And most all the toys had sold out and they were getting ready to close, but there was still one package left on the shelf, layaway. And she said she felt really bad about leaving because she was afraid that somebody might come after they were closed to pick up that package and that it might be a gift for a child who wouldn't get one otherwise. But the time passed and they had to go home. But the next morning, she still had this sense of that something wasn't quite right. And outside, it was sleet and ice and slippery, but she finally told her husband she needed to go back to the shop. He thought she was crazy, but he said, "Okay, do what you need to do. I'll see you when you get back." And as she goes down to the shop, it's freezing cold, and she's thinking, "I have no idea why I'm doing this. I know I'm crazy, but I just feel like I need to do this." So she gets to the shop and she sees these two little boys out in front shivering with the cold. And one of them's about 9 years old and the other one's 6 years old. And they start jumping up and down when they see her. They're so glad to see her. And she said, "You guys, what are you doing out in this cold weather? What are you doing out here?" And the older one said, "Well, we were waiting for you to get here." He said, "My little brother, he didn't get a toy for Christmas, and I want to get him something." So they go into the shop, and he lays out $3. And he says, "I want to buy my brother some ice skates." And she looks at the money, and she looks at the little boy, and she said, "I'm so sorry, but we pretty much sold out all of our toys, and we've definitely sold out all of our ice skates. I don't know what..." And then her eye caught the package on the shelf, that layaway package. And something inside her made her go over that package, and she opened it up, and what's inside? Yeah, ice skates. So the little boy tries them on, and guess what? They fit perfectly. And she's stunned. She's totally stunned. And she said, finally she says to them, you know, they try to pay her, and she says, "No, you guys, you keep the money. This is my gift to you. You keep the money and get yourself some warm gloves." But before they leave, she turns to him and she says, "How did you know that I would come to the store today? Because we're always closed on Christmas. How did you know?" And the older boy says, "Well, I knew you'd come. I asked Jesus to send you. I asked Jesus to send you." You know, you want to know what gets in the way of miracles? We do. God is working miracles every single day. The thing that gets in the way, more times than not, is us. We have what we think are very rational brains. And as we look at things that don't make sense to us, we often assume that they can't happen. But the element that really gets in the way is fear. Did you notice one of the first things that angel said to Mary was, "Don't be afraid, Mary." Do you want to know the most common single command in the Bible? Don't be afraid. And as we look at our culture, what is the most common thing going on all the time but fear-mongering? You read the news and the angle is always geared towards get them afraid. We listen to the news and the talk show hosts and they're stirring things up to get people afraid. We're busy doing things, making laws, creating things, having some idea that we can make everything in the world idiot-proof, foolproof, injure-proof. And I'm not saying it's a bad idea for us to do the best we can to keep our children and family safe. Those are good things. But we take it too far. Because we are constantly in our daily lives afraid. A little while ago, I told you that I'm still in awe of the fact that God should choose to bring me all the way from California to New Jersey to be with you. I have no doubt in my mind that that has been a part of my destiny from an early time. But do you know that it was fear that kept me fighting coming to New Jersey for 4 years? Do you know that it was fear that almost kept me completely from coming to New Jersey? Fear because I had an ex-husband I was living and hiding from, and he was from where else? New Jersey, and still had family here. Fear about how I would feed my family, and granted, when we got out here, we were living out of laundry baskets and curbside shopping for, I mean, you wouldn't want to do it now, but we picked up our beds on the side of the curb and slept on them. Half of what we had was whatever we could scrounge around from garage sales or anywhere. You know that show Pickers? Well, we would have made them proud. We were good. But what happened? Because frankly, I find it to be miraculous that God took this single welfare mom who had no car, no future, no hope, put her through seminary, and brought her out here. I am still amazed and stunned. And he's not done with us yet. Somewhere in that process, he said, "Joycey, fear not." And he continues in every situation in my life to say, "Fear not." And he's saying it to you as well. He's saying it to you as well. Now, some of you may be skeptics. You may be sitting there thinking, okay, but it's still hard for me to wrap my brain around this whole thing of God coming down as an infant and walking among us. And why is any of that even necessary? I mean, couldn't he have done the God thing just up in heaven and never come down here? Well, speaking of stories, there is this wonderful story that Rowan Williams, the Archbishop of Canterbury, he tells of watching a video showing the work of one of his most experienced therapists in Great Britain who works with children with autism. As many of you know, that's a very, very challenging disease, and a lot of parents are struggling trying to help their children and don't know how. And this particular therapist is really good with the extreme cases. And in the video, he says, "You see, first of all, this young man who's very disturbed, very disabled, and he's beating his head against a wall. And then he's walking fast up and down the room, and he's twisting, and he's flicking a piece of string. He's very upset. And the therapist's first response may surprise you. She starts mimicking his motions. So when he's beating his head against the wall, she starts hitting her head against the wall. When he's flicking the string, she starts flicking the string. When he's walking up and down, she is walking up and down. And every time he does something, she does the same." Well, the video shows what happens over a 2-day period. By the end of the 2 days, the boy actually begins to smile at the therapist. There's a relationship that's somehow been created. And here's what the therapist has to say about it. She said, "Autism arises when the brain senses too much material coming in, too much information. So there's this feeling of panic, and the mind has to find a way to regain control. And the best way of doing this is to close up on yourself and start repeating actions that are familiar. You don't do anything new, and you don't acknowledge anything coming from outside." But you see, when the therapist started echoing and following the actions of this boy, very gently doing it, then the anxious and wounded mind of that autistic boy felt safe, felt connected, and felt a connection with the outside world that finally wasn't threatening. She said, "Here is someone doing what I do. The world just isn't unfamiliar place of terror and uncertainty. And when I do this, I can draw out an answer, an echo. I'm not powerless, and a relationship begins." Now, that's kind of what Jesus does for us. We're scared, we're uncertain, we're confused, and we can't listen to God and what he's trying to tell us. He saw that. And in his compassion and his concern, he sent Jesus down to walk alongside, much like that therapist was alongside that autistic boy. Someone we could feel understood us. Someone we could feel had experienced some of what we experience. Miracles happen. And with God, nothing is impossible. But we still get doubts, don't we? There's a funny story about how the FBI out in California, they found that there was all kinds of corruption going on at this psychiatric hospital. And so the agents went in and they locked the doors and they went and they were going through all the paperwork, and they had a number of agents. They must have had, it was a raid, and they had a whole group of them. And so finally they reached a point, they'd been there all day working, they were really tired, they were really hungry, and one of them decided that he would call down to the pizza shop and order pizza. And being that it was the FBI, they actually recorded the call. And it went something like this. Agent says, "Hello, I would like to order 19 large pizzas and 67 cans of soda." The pizza man says, "And where would you like them delivered?" "Well, we're over at the psychiatric hospital." "The psychiatric hospital?" "That's right, I'm an FBI agent." "You're an FBI agent?" "Yes, that's correct. Just about everyone here is." Okay, and you're at the psychiatric hospital? "That's correct. And make sure you don't go through the front doors because we have them locked. You'll have to go around the back to the service entrance to deliver the pizzas." And you say, "You're all FBI agents?" "Yes, yes. Now, how soon can you have them here?" "And everyone at the psychiatric hospital is an FBI agent." "Yes, yes, that's right. We've been here all day and we're starving." "And how are you going to pay for this?" "Well, I've got my checkbook right here." "And you're all FBI agents?" "Yes, everyone here is an FBI agent. Now, can you remember to bring the pizzas and the sodas to the back entrance? We have the front doors locked." "I don't think so." Click. You know, we're kind of like the pizza man. Because let's face it, some of what God seems to lead us to doesn't make any more sense than delivering pizzas to the psychiatric hospital. We still are judging. We're still assessing. We're still making assumptions based on what we think we know makes sense. And a lot of what God seems to do doesn't always make sense to us. And His timing isn't the same as ours. And His path for us can be totally unexpected. The question for us this time of year is, are we going to let fear get in the way? Or are we going to trust? Are we going to believe? Or are we going to resist? Believe me, with God, nothing is impossible. And I'm saying that as a live witness. Let us pray. Almighty God, we find all kinds of reasons not to believe, all kinds of ways to be fearful, all kinds of ways to resist. And the world helps us out in that. But Lord, help us to keep our focus on You. Help us to be as open as Mary, as willing as Joseph. In Jesus' name, amen.